So when the time passes, our faith goes down because of the passage of time. So how can we hold on to our faith within the passage of time? Two broad things. One is intelligence and the other is association. We need to use our intelligence to know that there is no use trying to agonize over things which are not in my control. Now, sometimes, say a leech bites me, and the leech is actually sucking out blood from my skin. Now, it's quite a scary thing to actually feel blood being pulled out. Sometimes an injection takes out the blood, like that, insect is actually taking out the blood. Not injection, syringe takes out the blood. So now, but actually, when the leech is pulling out the blood like that, if I try to pull out the leech has got such a hold on the skin that the leech will rip out the whole skin. But if I just let it do its business, the leech has certain tubules. Once it, that much is the only blood that it can take. And once that tubule is filled, afterwards, it will itself let go. And even without my doing anything, it will fall off. Or I just flip it falls off. So sometimes some problems come like that to us. And, suppose, and I suddenly fall sick. And, whatever doctor you go to is, the doctor is not able to find a solution only. About maybe 10, maybe 12 years ago, I got started getting some, every evening I would get fever. 101, 102. And for 3 years it was going on. Went to almost 50, 60 doctors. Nobody was able to diagnose. Finally, I went to a doctor. And then the doctor said, PUO. I thought, at least, oh, this is some unknown disease. I don't know what this disease is. I said, what is the diagnosis? He said, no, we've not got a diagnosis till now. I said, you said PUO. He says, PUO means pyroxia of unknown origin. Pyroxia is fever. It's a fever of unknown origins. I also know that. So it took a long time. Just, even if you go to the best doctor, sometimes things just don't work. It's just live it, tolerate it, and after that it goes away. So if you just get too frustrated, too exasperated, it doesn't solve any problem. So we know that some problems are like that leeches. If you overreact at that time, we make things worse. Sometimes you just have to tolerate. And sometimes through that tolerance also we grow. Rather than seeing problems simply as something unwanted that I have to face, we can see problems as opportunities to discover how tough we can be internally. If we see it that way, it actually helps us to grow in our life. It's like if somebody has to lift a weight. Now, the more they try to lift the weight, the stronger their muscles become. So, sometimes when problems come, we have to use our intelligence, not just get carried away by our emotions at that time. So, and that's why studying the Bhagavad Gita and understanding things philosophically is very helpful in preserving our faith. Intelligence is the foundation of faith. Faith is actually something much higher. But without intelligence, the faith cannot be sustained for long, at least in the initial stage of our spiritual life. So intelligence is one thing. Second thing is association. Now it is, we need like-minded association to be able to sustain our faith. Because, and this is a principle which applies in all fields of life, that any activity that we are trying to do, we need to associate with like-minded people. If somebody becomes a baseball fan, then actually they want to associate with people who like baseball. And we see that actually our desires are not just linear, they are triangular. What is linear means I see something. Okay, so suppose somebody is going along a road and they see some nice snack. I want to eat this. So that is a linear desire. I am here, the object is there, I see the object and I get the desire. But all desires are not necessarily linear. Some desires are triangular. That means, let's say now, just a few months ago, there was this new video game that came up, Pokemon Go. So, now, initially, suppose the video game came and some people were thinking, hey, what is this new game? It's okay. But then they see somebody just clicking,
trying to catch some, going here, going there, catching, trying to catch these Pokemon here and there. Now, when then they see somebody else doing that, they think, what is this? I want to try it out. And then, so that means just hearing about the game doesn't produce a desire. But by seeing somebody else playing the game, seeing them so engrossed in that game, that produces a desire. So here the desire is not linear, it is triangular. Triangular means I, the object, and somebody who enjoys that object. Somebody who has a desire for that object. So this triangularity of desires is, it's talked about in the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says, Sangat Sanjayate Kamaha. The desire develops in Sangha, that is association. So, it is important for us, if we are trying to maintain our faith, maintain our bhakti, it is vital for us to associate with other devotees. Because, yes, sometimes we go in an altar in our house or go in front of a picture of God and we pray, we feel some bhakti. But sometimes we just not feel any bhakti. But if we go and associate with those who have bhakti, those who have Shraddha, those who have faith, then seeing their faith gives us faith. Seeing their faith boosts our faith. And so if we want to persevere on the spiritual path, association is extremely important. So over time, actually if we make a habit of studying scripture, nourishing our intelligence, and we make a habit of associating with spiritually minded people, then our faith will not only survive, but it will strengthen. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
So in your opinion,